Good morning, folks. I'm just going to steal 5 minutes of Jess's time to answer any questions and also just take you again through what's required for the e-portfolio in its closing moments. Well, first of all, if we go to ENGL 204, the unit outline, which I've got up on the screen there, that's on page 14, 15, 16. The e-portfolio, the instructions are there, and there's the topic that you have to address your summative entry to. And, you know, typically your summative entry will answer that question, but it is a summation of the work that you've been doing in your blog during the whole semester. And so, you know, a really good summative entry might refer back to things that you've done in your blogs and would then also give a hyperlink to that blog, so that going into the summative entry might be the best portal for everything in your blog, in your e-portfolio. So if that's the case, then I don't have to wander around much further than that. I can see everything that's needed there. So that's a good method of bringing everything together into the one area. And the rubric for, or the criteria that are used in marking there on the bottom of the page as well. Now coming to here for a moment, this is my blog site. I just wanted to show you, and most of you know this anyway, but I've set it up so that, for instance, under American Literature, when I click on that little triangle, I get a drop-down menu with the categories that I'm wanting you to use for each of your blogs. So if you've got a peer review, then before you post it, you categorize it as peer review. If you haven't done that yet, now's the time you can go through and make sure that you've done that. So that when I go to your blog and I click on peer review, there are four peer reviews there. And I can see them quickly, I can scan through them. If I go to creative blog, maybe there's one or two there. Critical blog, maybe one or two there. And then perhaps most important, my best blog. That's the blog that you choose of all your blogs, which is your best blog. So typically I will go to your summative entry and I'll go to your best blog and I will have pretty well made up my mind, and I'll have a look at your peer reviews. By then I will have pretty well made up my mind whether I'm going to give you a high distinction, a distinction, a credit, or a pass, or a fail. I'll be pretty clear on that. If there's any questions or doubts in my mind, I'll go through and have a scroll through the rest of your blogs and kind of see how they all measure up. I'll be looking at the quality of your writing. People failed blogs because their writing, their expression is not good at all. They haven't edited their work. They haven't acknowledged any particular images they've used, and so on. So, what else did I have in mind? The other thing is that in Leo, here's Leo here, I have posted up here the place where you have to submit. You don't submit your e-portfolio here, but you submit a page which indicates that you've done your work. So where is it? Hang on. Go to assessment. Assessment here. Topics for research essay. E-portfolio submission. That's where you submit a page. And what it says here, you must submit a one-page Word document before 11:59 p.m. this Friday. And the document must contain the following. Okay? And you put your URL there as well. So when I come to mark your e-portfolio, this is where I will go. And if there is not a page here, you won't get a mark for your e-portfolio. So that's quite simple. There'll be no mark for your e-portfolio unless you've submitted this into Leo. Because this enables me to ensure that everybody is submitting their work at the same time. What you submit there is what's being marked. And it's not your e-portfolio that's being put into here, but it's this page which gives a link to your e-portfolio and declares that you have done these various things. Okay? Any questions? Somebody had a question. What was your... Oh, about your best blog. Yeah, your best blog is what you choose, your choice. Yep. No, definitely no best peer reviews. Just the only thing is the best blog and your summative entry, which has to be focused on that topic that is on page 14 or 15 of your unit outline. Okay. No other questions? Sarah? All good? Yep. Mitch?
It does need to be a mixture of critical and creative.
It doesn't have to be. That was what was recommended at the start. I haven't mandated that. Okay. Joey, all good?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I hope that everybody who's not here hears this, because if they don't, they're going to be in deep. I'm not going to say the word. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jess.